Good morning, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our wellness show this Thursday. It is May 13th. It is 2021. I hope everyone had a fabulous Mother's Day. I know for me it was pretty eventful, right, Leah?
It was kind of odd. You were not feeling very well.
But we persevere. That's the whole thing. As believers, we persevere in Christ, and we're just so grateful to be here today, and giving all the glory to God. We're in one of our rooms in the spa. We're finally in the spa. A couple more weeks, and we'll be doing appointments for aroma touches and other things that are going on.
And we'll be setting up our classes. Yeah. Our small classes.
Very
5 to 10 people. Very intimate.
So it's
in
first come, first serve. When we attend that and you want to attend them. As a matter of fact, if you notice I'm a little bit like shiny, it's actually my skincare that I'm giving you guys, because I normally wear it at night, but yesterday I kind of developed this like rosy cheek kind of thing going on. So this morning I just felt that, okay, I need
some serum on.
Yeah, I needed to put my serum that I make. So, you know, and so anyway, we're so
let's
grateful.
Get into it.
We're going to start off with, as always, as you can see, our Blanca, which we love. We miss you already from the moment you got on that plane. She's in Oaxaca with her beautiful daughter, Christina, that we hope to have on the show one day. She's an amazing beauty counter representative.
Yes.
So I get all my skincare. I get my skincare care from doTERRA and the things that I make. However, as far as my foundation, my makeup, all of that, it comes from Christina's website at Beauty Counter. And she's amazing. She's gorgeous. But anyway, inside and out. So she's with her, and let me start, because I'll just ramble on, and before you know it, the hour will be done. And I know that our topic today is very dear to both of us.
Yeah,
we suffer through it, or do we persevere?
We always persevere. We don't suffer through it. But go ahead, let's pray and get into it.
All right, it's Psalm 73, and I shared it with a dear friend this morning. But anyway, Psalm 73 that the Lord impressed upon me. I am reading it from the American Standard. However, if you read it in the New King James or the ESV, it's pretty cool. But anyway, not that this version is it. But that's what we have today, so that's what we're going to read. It says Psalm 73, verses 23 to 26. Nevertheless, I am continually, thou hast taken hold of my right hand. With thy counsel, thou wilt guide me, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And besides thee, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So, you know, that's what God was trying to impress upon me, because lately we've had some of our dear loved ones that have transitioned to go to heaven. And, you know, though we will miss and we hurt because we live in a fallen world, we've got to know that God is with them. And one day we're, by the grace of God, going to be, like it says here, you know, presented to God in heaven. So anyway, I wanted to encourage people with that scripture. excuse me. So Leah, you want to start?
Yeah, let's get into it. So today's topic is PCOS and menopause. PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it is very common. A lot of women don't even realize that they've got it going on. The stats are that 10 to 15% of the female population has it. Female in the world, 50% go undiagnosed. So you spend most of, you have women that, you ever have a friend that you want to call, she is just a capital B, oh my goodness, and her moods are all over the place. She may have PCOS and it's undiagnosed,
right?
And here people think that she's difficult and hard to work with and things like that. And in reality, she's going through a genetic issue. It's genetic, there's nothing you can do about it. But there are ways to treat it, and there are ways to live with it. So let me go through some more of these stats here. 60% of the women that have PCOS develop type 2 diabetes or prediabetes before the age of 40. 13.8 billion estimated annual dollars. That's the cost to the U.S. healthcare system to treat PCOS. 13.8 billion.
And that's that are diagnosed.
That are diagnosed in the U.S. That does not count the undiagnosed ones that are going through to see their doctor and getting medicine, you know, for something else, they think. Three times the increased risk of women with PCOS developing endometrial cancer. They go together. They're very common. So your diagnosis, you've got to have two out of three symptoms, which is an ovulation, which is not ovulation, hyperandrogenism, which is excessive male hormone. So your testosterone will be really high. You'll have excess hair. You'll have male pattern baldness. And polycystic ovaries that that's ovaries that they look kind of like it was described to me as chunky chocolate chip cookies. And you'll see that on an ultrasound. And that is an intravaginal ultrasound, which I think that every woman has had at some point. It's a very long stick, and they go up inside and they push up against you to get a better view of how your ovaries are and how your uterus is functioning. It is very uncomfortable. And the women that do it, the radiologists, the women that do the ultrasound, they're worse. The men are very, very gentle, but the women are like, it's okay. They just go and have a few of them, yeah, and they're crazy. But those are the stats. Can you imagine that 50% of the population goes undiagnosed? And here you are thinking, oh, I have endometriosis. We really have PCOS. And so you'll just treat the endometriosis, but that's only treating one part of it. You're not treating all of it. And again, we're not doctors, we're not nurses, we're not medical professionals, but we're just women that are interested in helping other women and doing it as holistically as we can.
Yes,
homeopathically
is the goal. Holistically.
And so towards the end, I've got a natural regimen to help with PCOS. One of the symptoms we'll go through, and then we'll go into the oils.
Okay.
The symptoms for PCOS are regular or prolonged periods. There are women that have been on periods for 6, 7, 8 months. Continual bleeding.
For how long?
6, 7, 8 months. Continual bleeding.
Like the whole month?
The whole. Fluid filled sacs or cysts on the ovaries. Yeah, that's great. Do you ever wonder why they're a little upset?
Right. I mean, that would get me upset.
Just a little bit. You think their iron is down, the fatigue, there's natural fatigue that comes from PCOS. So then on top of that, growth of extra or unwanted hair, hair loss, male pattern baldness, excessive cramping, bloating, cramping and bloating during the cycle, acne and skin problems, cystic acne is one of those that comes along with it too. Stress, mood swings, and extreme depression.
You imagine?
Well, everything else is going down, and you're not, you know, you're, even if you're just letting your iron go low, that's enough to get you to be depressed. Fatigue, pelvic pain, which is unknown pelvic pain. Doesn't have to be during the cycle. It could just be anything. Rapid weight gain, insulin resistance, increased testosterone, and infertility. So all of those all together. So when you go to this chair, when you go see the doctor, the first thing they're going to say to you is, let's get you on some blood pressure. Right. And the reason that they do it is because they're trying to fix your hormones, and they're working with their skill set, okay? So we're not upset with doctors for that. They want to help you with your acne so that you feel better, you're not so depressed. They want to protect your ovaries and to get you to ovulate regularly, because you need to do that, because you know. Whether you're trying to have a kid or not, you need to ovulate. It's good for you. But, and to protect against, get this, unwanted pregnancy. Cheetah, you got PCOS, you're probably not going to get pregnant anyway. Don't worry about it. Like, what are you doing? The problem, though, with birth control is that for every month that you're on it, there has to be 3 months where you're off so that your body will regulate. So if you get somebody to get the depot shot, for example, for 18 months, imagine, you're going to have to go almost, what, where your body is starting to regulate again naturally. And so those are things you have to think about if you decide to take those. Remember, 1 in 10 women experience this, and we don't say anything to each other because, unfortunately, we women, we want to say, oh, girl power and all this, but we women really don't know how to be there. That's the truth of the matter. So we don't tell each other these
intimate
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I always say, people don't know that you care until you care. And then, for me, it's difficult sometimes because they don't want to hear it, you know. And I'm like, so I'm observing, I see your heart. But there are ways that you're carrying yourself that shows different things, something's going on.
Right. And you get categorized. I know. I do. I get categorized as a capital you-know-what because you're just telling me what's wrong with my life. No, you keep exhibiting the same patterns, and you're breaking your heart every time. And all I see is that little chunks of you are going away. You know, and so I want to stop that as your friend, as your sister. And sometimes, if that's what they, you want to call me, because I'm trying to do that, then go ahead. That's okay. I'll live with it. Like Becky says, our chorus director, I have big shoulders. She's got broad shoulders. She can handle it.
And yeah, that's what your dad says too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let it get me. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
I care not to share with you what you need. And that's why we love doTERRA because, like we said, you don't have to be a medical professional. They
know
you so much of what you need. We have our essential life book here.
We have,
as a matter of fact,
product education week. All the time.
We're about to have one.
All the time. We're in the middle of another one. Yeah,
starting, I think, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anyone can listen to that. So if you're interested, give them a please. We live in a fallen world. We live in a world that is imprisoned to sin.
Well, this is Eve's curse.
Yeah. I mean, we're imprisoned to sin. I mean, when you look at this world, it's got to be that. And now, as believers, we no longer have to be controlled by sin. We have the freedom in Christ Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us to say no to sin. But you cannot do it without prayer, without studying the Word of God, with not walking in the things that God says that you already have.
Yeah, I mean, in the Bible, it talks about homeopathic,
all the time.
Yeah, it's all throughout the whole entire thing. And so what we're talking about here doesn't, it lines up with what we believe, spiritual, because these things are a part of the treatments that the Bible gives you. I mean, they have books, tons of books about biblical medicine. Yeah.
And
right
the thing that
you.
Comes to my thought right now, Bea, is the woman with the issue of blood.
That's right.
I mean, you imagine that. I can't even. Book, you can read that and just educate yourself because it made a decision for me. I went back and I told her, no, just take the ovary out for them. She said, I said to her, please try to save her. But she could not because it was already affected. It was just an ovary. But she went in 30 seconds. She did it and it was crazy. It was amazing. And I still got.
You guys on Blog Talk Radio, we love you, and we will catch you next time because I know it's going to be on 30 seconds. Those of us on Facebook Live, we've got about 5 more minutes, and we'll finish up with you guys. So, it'll shut off on its own.
So, with that said, I just want you to know that, you know, education and knowing your body is powerful. That woman, that doctor, did not go right away, and it's easier because Dr. Lee talks about it. It's easier for an OBGYN to
Yeah, and it's you should keep as much of your stuff as you can.
Very easy
because your body reacts against what you do.
But
really
that's
does.
What he says. There are other things. And I'll tell you what, I got that book. I went through some other things in it, and I developed certain things. And I would tell my OBGYN, give me 3 months. Because ready to, she's like, okay, now we got this. We can go in there. We can search a bit. I said, I did what he said. I went back and they couldn't even find the stuff. Your body will heal itself when you give it the things that it needs. And that I'm learning that more and more with the nutrition, with